Are you a frequent lover at our stores? Well, good. We have a rewards program for you. You get rewards on your birthday, your partner's birthday, and your anniversary. So next time that you're in one of our stores, or you can go online, make sure you sign up for the Frequent Lover Rewards Program.
More romance, more intimacy, more often.
Today is the last day for the Spring Fling Sale. You get 25% off all lingerie and apparel in-store and online. We also offer all different styles of fashion masks. And right now, they're buy one, get one free. Hurry up.
More intimacy, more often. Love is
Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on when you are listening to this podcast. My name is Haley, and I am the host of the Intimacy Advisor podcast. I'm a romance specialist in our stores and an intimacy expert online. And our podcast is all about love, romance, partnership. Today, it's about the sex drive and why that changes, because it's true that it does change over time in your life, even day to day, weekly, monthly, you name it. And I feel like it's an appropriate time of the year since it's starting to get a little nicer out where I am in Michigan and it's springtime. But to be completely transparent with you all, you know, sex drive changing, thinking about that is something I notice in my personal life. It can be incredibly frustrating. There's already things like stress in work or stress, you know, parenting, scheduling, of course, can hinder your romantic and physical involvement with both yourself and your partner. And sometimes it's really not as simple as attempting to make time for a sex life. Of course, you can lay out a frame of how you want it to work and when your intimacy should be, but that doesn't always mean that that's how you're going to feel at any given time. And to be honest, like recognizing signs of that in yourself is one of the great tools you can do, or a practice of self-love to recognize what you need at any given moment or time. And that could be a break from sex. It could be a break from intimacy. It could just be time to yourself or time for your family and not having to give if you don't want to receive. I hope if you're struggling right now with your sexuality to know that something like this isn't going to last forever. There's a lot that goes into it. And sometimes as we age, our sex drive will spike and decrease, and that's true for all genders. And sometimes it's just not going to line up. For example, like if yours is up and your partner's is up, then maybe that could, you know, potentially cause sexual frustration or even resentment in your relationship. So knowing that these things are real and true are very crucial to have a good sex life, because communication and honesty really do bring this great connection and passion through a relationship, and it's worth talking about it. And along the way, as we talk about how your sex drive changes as you get older, or, you know, if you're young now, I will recommend a few different toys that I see different age groups going more and more for, and maybe why. Another key thing is, you know, if you're in a new relationship, it's no secret that your desire is often the strongest right in the beginning. So if we talk through the cycle of aging, if we start noticing patterns of human sexuality and sex drive beginning like in our 20s, it's often really similar. In our 20s, our sex drive, it for both men and women, is usually pretty high, unless there's something like maybe birth control for women or early signs of ED or erectile dysfunction for men. If maybe something like that is present, it could alter it, absolutely. But of course, that can change depending on everyone at any age. You don't have to start birth control, for example, like in your 30s or 40s. It can be at any time. And there could be outside factors like maybe your diet, weight could play a part into it, your exercise regimen. If you're on any medications, that could be a huge factor of your sex drive. Also, your mental health, if you're pregnant, and other chronic conditions could be factors of desire. So keep all of that in mind as I go through different ways that our sex drive fluctuates as we age. It's really interesting, but yeah, those things do kind of throw off your balance. Usually like in your late teen years or your 20s, we always see a lot of curiosity and newness, which is sexually exciting, of course, and many people kind of buy their first toy, I would say, in this age. You really will be surprised how much you learn about yourself sexually at a younger age. And whether you've noticed it or not, if you're older, you actually find out how you like to touch and develop almost skills in pleasing other people. And you also recognize how you like to be touched. So though I know I've talked about it with Dr. Sadie Allison in the past few episodes, when we were talking about, you know, how to talk to your children about their bodies and about sexuality, of course, like you explore as you get older, just not even thinking that anything is happening. But when you hit like sexual peak, I would say in your late teens, early 20s, when that testosterone is super high in almost everyone, that's when you explore the power of orgasm and what it exactly takes for you to reach your orgasm, which is really, really crucial to understand, because that is, in a sense, how you're going to keep connecting with people sexually for the rest of your life. So don't feel any shame around anything like that. Embrace it, because it's going to make your life and your romantic life, your sexual life, your self-love easier in the long run. If you're around this age group and you don't know where to start with maybe a toy, if that's something that you're interested in, I have two different suggestions for men or women. For women or any non-binary person, any vulva owner, I would do the Lewan Chrome Point. It's really nice. It's like this almost egg shape. It's a little bit heavy, so it's got some substance to it, but it's a silicone tip. So this is great to use for testicle play, for, of course, clitoral play. That's what it's made for. Nipples, all over body massage, foot massage. You can tease sphincter muscle. I mean, it can go anywhere on your body and deliver these really nice, fulfilling vibrations. It's super customizable. You can have a pulsation on high or low. There's only three buttons to it. There's the plus on the top. There's a little squiggly one on the middle part, which is going to change all those different functions. And then the minus, which will turn it, of course, down low. Really easy, great vibes, easy to keep clean. It's great. For anyone that is a penis owner listening to this and doesn't know where to start, maybe with like a stroking toy or something like that, I recommend the Zolo Warming Dome. And reason is the way that it's shaped and the way that it stimulates. It doesn't exactly look like a vulva. So if you do still happen to live at home or you're nervous about a roommate finding it or something like that, it almost looks like a cup. Like it's got this gray silicone exterior to it. It does have a pink interior. It almost has like an opening that doesn't quite close all the way. So what that's going to do is stimulate the head of the shaft, really sensitive areas like the frenulum on the underside of the head of the penis, and then it will vibrate and it warms up. So it's like an oral sex stimulator. It's also really fun to use for partner play, for almost like teasing, before intercourse, some foreplay, anything like that. Just a little warmth could be really fun to explore with a partner. It's a little different than a lot of toys that are on the market as well. So continuing to your 30s, your testosterone actually dips in both men and women, meaning there's going to be a natural decrease in sex drive. So honestly, people find their 30s to be almost kind of like this exhausting time between career building, or if you're raising a family, if that's a lifestyle that you desire, and just general adult responsibilities that you have to juggle. It's funny that sleeping or catching up on sleep often gets priority, even if your sex drive is still there, because your day-to-day responsibilities are not ceasing at any time. And this age group is kind of where I find scheduled intimacy to be the most effective. So if you try to set aside some time to kind of shut your brain off to tasks that need to be done, and you provide yourself time to experience pleasure and relax with yourself and your partner, that is really the key. When our brains are going and going and I don't have time to do this. You need to make the time, because your self-love and your pleasure should be a priority at least somewhere in your busy week. Maybe yoga or meditation or an exercise routine should also be breaking away a little time in your schedule, because I know that the impact of stress is really going to alter testosterone levels. Then outside of your sexual relationship, it may feel like it comes in waves, maybe, of one person communicating better than another in your relationship. That happens in mine quite often, where one person is talking about their needs and wants, and the other one is preoccupied with kids, work, And then when I want to catch up and reciprocate, then it almost flip-flops. So if that's also what your relationship is looking like, you know, of course it's going to cause stress to your partnership. And like I said before, like you have to prioritize happiness and your partner's happiness through bumps in the road. And if you have anything else that's making life chaotic, which I'm sure that everyone does. The positive side, though, of having really good sex in your 30s is that you are super aware of your own pleasure. And you've definitely gained skill in pleasing another partner. Specifically in women, your 30s is kind of a time where fantasies and desire and sexual excitement is peak because you have actually like more of a closeness that you're developing with someone that you trust. And if I were to recommend any type of toy to any woman around this age, it has to be the womanizer. Because if you're short on time and you don't have much of it, you really don't need it with the womanizer. My coworkers and I often joke that if you are about to, like your partner's about to climax and you want to finish with them, all you need is the womanizer for about 30 seconds and it's golden. More often than not, then that can be achieved. But at the same time, if you really do set aside some time to love yourself or love your partner, keep in mind that you might want to put it on a lower setting because it does the job very well. If you are new to me talking about the womanizer, it is this fabulous little air pulsation toy that actually doesn't touch the clitoris. It indirectly stimulates it, which I know you're like, well, then how is it going to work? It's almost like this little tunnel that it has that you lay over the clitoris, and that tunnel is going to kind of grab and release really fast. And it makes it feel like a super hyper realistic oral sex sensation, like a robot is giving you clitoral kisses. It's amazing. Everyone should try it. Use it on your man, stroke it on the head and shaft of him. Use it for nipple play, use it for foreplay, use it for everything. Use it before a vibrating toy, and it will make it so you are not numb or desensitized. And for men here, there is this stamina cream. It's called Max Size, but it's really amazing. It has the ability to kind of give erection a boost, especially if here, you know, your testosterone levels are dropping, not so fast, but they are. And it really helps give larger, harder erections and a slight tingle sensation too. So really fun to play with. Now, if we talk moving to your 40s, your sex drive changes all over again, because for women, there are a lot of hormonal changes in premenopause. The 5 to 10 year stretch before menopause happens in your ovaries, they actually stop producing estrogen. So not only will your sex drive change, but your mood and how sex actually feels and the different sensations that you're going to have. Of course, your natural lubrication may make vaginal tissue a little bit more dry, which is no big deal because I'm an advocate of lube at absolutely every age because of our cycles and our bodies changing, or pregnancy, or anything that happens. But I would possibly consider maybe mixing a silicone lubricant or switching to a silicone lubricant, because silicone isn't going to absorb into the pore. And it's nice because you don't have to continue to reapply lubricant with a silicone versus like something like a water-based. Be sure to always explore your body with curiosity and not negativity, and to try new things. There's a lot of different sensations maybe that you haven't tried, like BDSM or anal play, and a new toy that both of you can share, like possibly the WeVibe Chorus or a wand with his or her attachments. I'm thinking of the wand from WeVibe as well. It has almost like this circular rounded piece for men that's going to stimulate the frenulum, the shaft of him, really give almost like a helping hand job or oral sex with it. And it has these thinner pieces on the side that feel tongue-like. And then the woman's attachment on it, of course, is like an oral sex stimulator too. It's wrapped around different thin pieces that can feel like almost a licking sensation. And then you have that nice strong vibration too. Men's libido actually declines about 1% every year after they reach 35, and it could be faster or slower for some men. So that's kind of what I was talking about with that Max Size cream. It's almost going to give a boost, like when your erections are on extra hard, maybe when they, how you noticed they were when you were younger. It does that all over again, so that it could be really fun to explore with yourself or with a partner. Once we get into the 50s and 60s, women will begin menopause. So all the while, ED in men actually becomes more and more common. So your erections may happen less often or lack firmness or both. And you need to keep in mind that age isn't going to hinder performance as much as health problems that are common with this age group, such as like heart disease or obesity. And of course, if you happen to get on any prescription medications when you get older too. The good thing is women are not needing to worry about like the risk of pregnancy or anything, which could be really exciting when you get into menopause. But of course, there's some less than desirable side effects. Keep a good lubricant. I see a lot of women come in for dilating sets when they go through menopause as well, because you do have a little bit more vaginal tightness, but you need quite a bit more comfort to experience pleasure. So dilating sets are great because they help kind of reopen vaginal walls and relieve some of the tightness, firmness, and so that your body can relax again and experience internal G-spot orgasm. Be able to provide more lubricant for yourself too. You need to stay hydrated, as silly as that seems. It's really, really true. And if you have anything that's kind of in the way of your body not allowing you to experience pleasure or having a really low libido, absolutely be sure to talk to your doctor about that. Regardless of your age or what stage you're at with any kind of hormones, the need to be desired and be intimate still exists for almost everybody. So if it leaves you for a while and maybe there's a stretch of a month, a week, you know, longer than that, shorter than that, just different for what you're used to, don't fear. You got to learn to be open and honest and transparent with your partner, and it's going to bring you closer, and then you're going to stop worrying so much about intimacy. You're going to be surprised at how much easier it is to achieve great sex. As always, you know, like I said, if you have a problem, talk to your doctor about it, of course. There are actually like medications that can be prescribed to help with libido too. If you're just unsure because you're stuck in a rut or something, just relax. It's going to get better. There could be a really simple fix, like adding something different to your diet or adding exercise. So enjoy the springtime and enjoy the changing weather. Enjoy the way that your body changes. Remember to take a break if you need it. Remember to connect with yourself, to a partner, to practice self-love, to be healthy in your sexuality. And if you have questions about anything that you've heard, of course you can reach out to me. My email is Haley, it's Haley, at loverslane.com. We're on Facebook, the Intimacy Advisor Podcast. We are on Instagram, Intimacy Advisor Pod. And we are on Twitter as well. The handle is at @IA_pod, P-O-D. I look forward to hearing at what journey you're on right now and what you've done to maybe help yourself get out of any sexual frustrations or lacking a little libido. Send me a message. I want to hear about it all. You guys have a great rest of your day, and I will talk to you again next Monday. Lovers Lane. That play together, stay together.